Get the house you want with the payment you want at buywithconrad.com. And you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this at buywithconrad.com. NMLS number 65084, equal housing lender. The first step to buying a house is buywithconrad.com.
What's going on, guys? It's time for another edition of DDP Snake Pit here on Podcast Heat. I'm John Alba, joined as I am by the bona fide Hall of Famers themselves, Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts. Gentlemen, what's cooking today?
It's all you, man. I'm fried. I'm toasted. You know, suntan's a great thing, but man, when you got a spot in the back of your head like I do, man, I took a shower after I'd been out in the sun. That water hit the top of my head, and I wanted to punch a hole in the wall.
That's why they give you the spray for the 15 block, dude.
I know. I don't use that shit. I go out and tan.
Is that like from when Andre? Is that from when Andre pulled your hair and ripped
it? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's when he used to step on my hair and pull my arms. Yeah. So I wanted to punch him, but I didn't.
Yeah. You wouldn't be here with us.
You got that right. I feel wonderful, man. Can't wait to see how my bud's feeling here.
I'm doing great, man. We finally got the permits for Panama City Beach.
Oh, I've seen the lot.
We're building our got the pilings. I've got 90 pilings on this crib. 90 wow. For between the pool and the house and. Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet. I'll get some people some play-by-plays once we actually get those babies
later.
I'll be
camping out once it gets close to being done.
Yeah, well, you got yourself a room as usual.
That's consummate babyface Diamond Dallas Page. Everyone's got a place to stay. And we're talking babyfaces here in wrestling today. We'll talk about the psychology of being a babyface, what makes a great babyface, and maybe even talk about some of the best babyfaces of all time in wrestling history. But you just brought up the beach, man. You're out there, you're in the sun, making sure you're getting that good tan. And Jake, you said you're missing some hair from Andre the Giant, but
yeah.
In some circumstances, you can control the hair that you don't have. And of course, I'm talking about Manscaped, because they're our newest sponsor here on DDP Snake Pit. They're the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. You can join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. Ready for this, guys? 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code DDPSNAKE at manscaped.com. That tells me if there are 4 million people using this, that means there's 8 million shaved balls out there.
All right. And they're all about shave your balls, baby. Like, literally, they give you a paper, a magazine paper. I tell you, it's one of the best packages I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I don't mean our package. I'm talking about their package. And they send you, it's also great for manscaping your beard as well, because it's got the little
trimmer. Do your beard first, right? Then do your balls.
Do your beard, then your balls. Okay. And, dude, you know, woman, you like to see a nice scaped woman, well, or just a clean, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
With a guy, they feel the same way, man. Yeah, so man. My girl loves me for it. She hates hair.
Manscaped. The performance
absolutely,
package.
Guys, check it out.
The performance package 4.0 has got you taken care of. They got the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the weed whacker for your ear and your nose hair, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for when you're going to Panama City. And you can stay at the DDP House of Thunder over there in Panama City.
How can you not get in on this, man?
I don't know.
It's a no-brainer.
No, but the best part seriously. Their package is the best.
It's waterproof. So when you go to the beach, you're taken care of. You can shave in the ocean if you really want to, okay?
That's not going to work.
This is altering technology that Manscaped is offering, and we want to hook you up to keep your snake pit nice and smooth. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DDPSnake at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code DDPSnake, unlock your confidence, and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Had to get that out of the way because, man, they are taking the world by storm, and we want to help you up there.
It's about time.
And you'll be a big baby face with your partner, too, if you keep yourself nice and trim. Oh, man. I was going to ask about some maybe Andre the Giant ribs or something like that with some of that hair down there, but I don't even want to know those stories.
Oh, God.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, gents, let's talk baby faces in wrestling. Mm. Both of you had tremendous heel runs in your careers, and you both had great baby face runs as well. Which is more fun, being a baby face heel. Or being a heel?
Heel.
You know, it's surprising Jake says that, too, because, you know, being a not surprising, but surprising, because when I was a heel starting, it's so much easier to get people to hate you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, than to care about you.
It is.
And the best thing happens when the people turn you, which is what happened to both of us.
Yep.
But I loved being a heel. I did not want to be a babyface. I fought it like crazy in the beginning. But when I put everything against the NWO, which is what made me, you had to go with it.
Yeah.
And embrace it, but still walk the line. Again,
You can't change who you are.
Right.
That's where a lot of guys make mistakes there, man. I love this guy to death, but Lex Luger was one of the worst about it. You know, one week he was a heel and he'd be snarly and stuff, and the next week he's a baby face and he'd run to the ring giving people high fives. You don't change your character. The people have turned you. You've got to be the same mean son of a gun that you always were. Because if you turn that, then who do people like? You just turned, you know, they turned you because they wanted you as a baby face, but they don't want you to go out and kiss babies, man. They want you to keep being that nasty son of a gun. A lot of guys make that mistake.
Yeah, I think it's Stone Cold Steve Austin might have done it as good as it can be done. Mm-hmm. You know, from being, because he patterned that character after a serial killer. I can't remember his name. I think it was John Wayne Casey. Huh. I could be wrong.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. But it was
Casey.
But it was something like that, where the person was, you know, a super heel, you know, in real life. And you take little things from people, you know, whether it's, you know, movies you see, or characters you see, books you've read, you know, and find that. What does it take to make people? It's so hard today to get people to really hate you.
Yeah.
MJF, you know, is doing it as well as anybody was doing it. When I took all of my, eat a salad type attitude, I always tell some people who are bigger, and now what do? I help big people. But someone who's bigger would be just smack talking smack at me. And I just look at her and go, I'm begging you, eat a salad. You know,
that was brutal. It was brutal, man.
But, you know, just trying to be a heel. Later on, I might buy that girl a drink, you know.
After she lost the weight.
No, I love big people, though. That's one of the reasons why I think our program has been so successful is because, you know, I genuinely care.
Yeah.
And helping people wherever they're at, you know. Yeah. But when you're out there being a heel, it's so much fun to do because you can say mm-hmm. and do anything, you know. But when you become that baby face, even if you haven't changed your things, there's still certain things.
There's expectations by the fans.
Yeah, you can't do
certain things.
I'll never forget when I started working indies doing heel manager stuff. One of my first promos I cut, it was in the backwoods of Maine. And I started saying, all right, we're going to play Count the Teeth. And I'd start looking at each person. I go, one, two. And you know, that's easy heat, right? But one thing that I thought about was, all right, well, what happens if you turn babyface? All of a sudden, these people that you crapped all over, now all of a sudden, in theory and character, you're fine with them? So I like the advice you're giving, because if you don't change who you are and you're not just pandering to fans, well, then that's not inauthentic as a baby face. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, but you know, one of the things as a heel, it's so easy to get cheap heat.
Yeah, which I never liked.
Yeah, but Jake was kind of ahead of that. For me personally, I did whatever the hell I could to, mm-hmm. you know, get people to react, and you went for the cheapy. But as you get better, and you don't need it, then you don't use it. You know,
right?
Like so many guys, and there's very few. And we've talked about this before, but there's only a couple guys who I know, you know, who never were a heel. You know, and you've got to be a good heel. At least be, you know, a pretty good heel before you can be a good babyface, because that's how you know what you want that person to do. Like Steamboat being one of the very sure. few people that I knew that never was ever a heel. Well, can you think of anybody
Ricky
else?
Morton.
Ricky Morton, another
Robert
one.
Robert Gibson, yeah.
Yeah.
Not many guys.
Not many guys.
No.
Yeah, Jake, let me ask you this, because people associate you with your psychology, especially right. as a heel. When you're watching a heel, what qualities stand out to you that say to him, oh, that person will make a great baby face one day?
Fire. They got to have fire. Because as a baby face, if you don't have fire, brother, you're dead in the water. You know, you got to have that explosive energy that comes out and you know, gets people to do that reaction, you know. And you just look for the guy that has patience, too. Because as a baby, as a true baby face in the day, you had to have patience, because as a baby face, you did not throw the first punch. Today, you don't know who the hell the baby faces are because everybody throws punches. But back in the day, the babyface always waited till he was forced to throw that punch.
But also forced before they could ever do anything really aggressive as well.
Right.
And that's been a different era, you know,
for a while.
Yeah, you know, a long time.
Long time, yeah, I agree. But I do miss the days when it was cut and dried, babyface heel.
Yeah. You know?
And now it's just a mixed match of everybody tries to do everything. And for me, that's one of the things I don't like.
Yeah. I think that's a great point you make about fire. Like, there is somebody, Kevin Owens is the perfect example of this. Kevin Owens was a heel for the first 6 years he was in WWE. Yeah. And you knew deep down that he had every quality that a great babyface would have. The crowd is going to feel with him. He's a common man. But you just had to wait for that moment. And then when he turned, crowd got really behind him. And I couldn't believe that they didn't capitalize more on him being a top babyface in that company, because he exuded all those, because a babyface, you have to have empathy, right? Yeah. The crowd has to feel with your cause. In Dallas, that's why you were the people's champion, man. The crowd felt with your cause.
Damn right.
Yeah, I guess another reason why you don't want any kind of, you know, you want to be screwed out of you. Yeah, at the time, you don't feel like that, you know, when you're getting, like, you're never getting that opportunity to get that, use United States title as an example. You know, you want it. Well, the people want it for you too at some point. And that's where you really start getting people behind you. You know, there was a lot of successions of things that, I went through in my career to get the people behind me. And a lot of it was just telling the real story, you know, the guy who wasn't supposed to be there, right?
Yep.
What's interesting about both of your paths, too, is that when you're starting as heels, you're very different types of heels. Dallas, you're super over the top in your presentation. And Jake, you're very cerebral. You're a bad person. And eventually you turn into baby faces. So how do you handle that transition internally? What steps did each of you take in preparing for your baby face turns? And as you turned, how did you adapt on the fly?
Go ahead, Jake.
I didn't do shit. I stayed with the same movements. I stayed with the same things that I did in the ring.
I think if what you did change, though, again, you can give it a different opponent.
Yeah, I smiled. But I smiled as a heel, you know. I mean, that used to be one of my sayings. Just because I'm smiling doesn't mean I'm happy, you know.
Which could be real true in real life.
Yeah, damn right. Well, that was my problem. It was real life.
Yeah.
You know, but I just kept going, man, with who I was. I didn't give a shit, really, either way. I just wanted to be out there.
Let me ask you a question, Jake. Did you make more money as a babyface or a heel?
As a heel. As a heel.
Do you think that would be different today with how merchandising has changed and how licensing has changed?
Well, it probably has. But in my time, the paychecks that came in, I did better as a heel. You know, and traditionally, that's the way it's always been that way. The heels always made the big money, you know, because back in the day, you went to certain territories, they had the same guy there anyway, you know.
Right.
If you went to AWA, you had Vern Gagne, and you had, you know, a couple other guys, and that was the way it was. If you went to Texas, you had the Von Erichs. You had to be a heel, you know, to make the money. Because to be a babyface, how are you going to top those guys? They're not going to let you top those guys. So try as you may, doesn't matter how much you do, you're not going to get over Fritz. You're not going to get over Dusty. You're not going to get, you know, it goes right down the line. Every territory has that babyface. Think about it. They all did. And those guys usually lived there, you know. And you're just visiting, so you better be a heel.
That is interesting. Makes sense. Yeah,
I think in our era, you know, it went into the 90s and right on up
now
to today.
Now baby faces do better.
Way better. Yeah. Way better because it's merchandising.
Merchandising, yeah, absolutely.
You know, Vince changed all of that towards the, probably it was happening from the middle when you got there towards the end.
Yeah.
And
and it's still paying off. Thank you.
now the money that these guys are making, it's kind of like you look at, yeah, I was just watching ESPN before I came over here today. And, you know, the whole quarterback thing. Mm. And Lamar hasn't signed yet, right. You know?
And he's his own agent.
Dude, he put a grill in INEED dollar sign. I need money. And the guy's making $27 million. But it really got changed when you look at Deshaun, who got a $47 million guaranteed. Now, what they did is what WCW did when they gave guaranteed money. So Vince didn't have to do that. The first person he gave guaranteed money to was Mark Merrow, who we had on a couple of weeks ago. And Mark talked about the heat came with being the first to get guaranteed money. Now, that's not happening in the NFL. They love it. They understand. But the heat that Mark got for guaranteed money, if it was me.
That locker room hated him.
They, you know, they were mad as hell because, now, Jake,
they were jealous.
But tell me if I'm wrong. Wasn't the guarantee from Vince back then 10 dates at $150 a date a show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Don't quote me on that, but it was something like something absurd like that. Mark got a guarantee of, I'm not sure, I can't remember what it was. I want to say it was like 400 grand guaranteed. Jeez. That should have made everybody so pumped, because now they're going to get guaranteed money if he got it.
Yeah.
And so Deshaun over here getting 47 million from the Browns, now friggin', and he can, most likely not going to be able to play this year.
Yeah.
And they've lost Baker.
Yeah.
You know, so.
They're in good shape.
Oh, my God. Talk about whoever was running that, whoever that GM is.
Oh, he's gone.
He, if he ain't gone.
He will be.
He should be. Like, that's just, again, coming off the hot spot. And if you look at Deshaun, that sumbitch was as bankable.
Yep.
As bankable could be.
Yep.
Coming out of Clemson.
Yep.
I don't know if you noticed, but he graduated in 3 years. Most guys just bail.
And never graduate.
That's how hard that kid worked. Now, did he make some big, bad decisions? Obviously. But, you know, knowing where he was coming from, like last year he didn't play at all, and they had to pay him. And this year, coming on, they're going to have to pay him. So looking at Lamar not getting paid, you know, getting any money, it's really going to be interesting to see. And my point was, the whole reason I got on this rant was the money they're making.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the money is relative to everything.
Yeah,
the money these guys, the top guys in AEW, I've never seen it, but I know that that small handful is making stupid money for, you know, X amount of days a year.
Right.
Like maybe 70. You know, and the guys in WWE, that handful at the top are making stupid money. Even the guys in the middle of the top, bottom of the top, are making stupid money. That's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like back when, you know, we were, you know, everybody should have been, it all started with Mark Barrow getting that guaranteed money, just like that other thing started that Bill Watts inducted. 90-day rollover.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, some guys got guaranteed, like, you can't get rid of me, and if you do, you know, I get my money, but most of them don't.
Yeah.
You can have a 5-year deal there, and if they say, if any in that top, you know, 1%, you could be gone in 90 days.
And yeah.
That's why you see so many people circulated out whenever they're circulated out. Yeah.
I think the licensing and the merchandising is the biggest part of this conversation that being a big babyface has spurred in the last few decades. Especially, you talk the Monday Night Wars from that era on. Austin 316 shirt changed the industry, right? Everyone in their mother had an Austin 316 shirt, the NWO shirt, because they were heels, but they were cool heels. They were babyfaces, even though they were heels. So those things selling changed everything. And then, Dallas, you get a guy like John Cena, who everyone's clamoring, turn him heel, change his character, blah, blah, blah. But the dude is the highest selling merchandiser in the world. Why are you going to, as a performer, why are you going to try to step away from that when you know that you're the top babyface pushing all those shirts? That's good business in your bank account.
He's never going to walk away from that. I was actually surprised that Roman did, you know, at that one point. And I think it's made him hotter than ever. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, he's going to take some time down, it looks like, from the, you know, what I hear. But when he comes back, he's going to be white hot, you know. And if he's going to do movies or whatever he's going to do, you know, he, you know, it's not like he's not connected with the biggest star in the world, you know. And Rock came and really helped him at a time when he needed it. Back in, you know, at that moment. And, you know, Roman's been, I think, just been amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not just as a worker, but his promos. It's like he's found
his niche.
Yeah, he's found it, man. I'm really, I mean, if I see him coming up or whatever, if he's just doing a promo, I'm going to watch it, you know?
Well, it's funny because a guy like Roman Reigns and The Rock even beforehand, they had really bad babyface runs to start. They were not getting over in the way that the company was hoping that they'd be getting over. They're pushed really strong. Then they turn them heel, let them learn a little more about themselves, about them as characters, eventually leading to them becoming big over talent, big time baby faces. How important is refreshing that character, Jake?
Most.
Yeah.
Most important, man. You know, it's the thing with today is most of these guys, they come in and they get that push and they've never been there.
Mm.
There is so much you have to adjust to, whether it be traveling or using a mic or just being your character. And they're having to learn on the fly. You know, I sympathize with these guys. I can't imagine being in the business only a couple of years and then being pushed like they were. I mean, hell, it took me 6-7 years before I got my niche going. You know,
and, same thing with Scott Hall.
I was working every friggin' night, and it still took that long. And for these guys, after a couple of years, they're getting that push. My God, that's just got to be a mind fuck, man. You know, it just really, really has. And, you know, being a babyface is tough because you want to be cool, you know? And you can't be cool sometimes and be a babyface, you know? It just doesn't work. For a real babyface, you got to have a reason to be that babyface. You got to have something behind it pushing you to make you upset enough to be that person. For Roman Reigns, my God, how long did they push him as a babyface?
And it wasn't working.
No, everybody's puking their guts out. You know,
I think it came, you know, the biggest part, because he got over his hell when it was the Shield.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they loved him because he's a big, handsome son of a bitch, too.
No shit.
You know, and bottom line is, when he went off to his own thing, and it was just the way Vince pushes you when he really gets behind it and just pushes sometimes, not sometimes, but in that scenario, too hard.
Yeah.
And then the people who are the smart people, they get pissed. Now, Roman still got his fan base, but it's the 50-50 thing. You know what I mean? Just like John did, but, you know, putting in with Paul Lee and doing the way they did everything, it was the money.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, the cat, you know, has really found his way. Like, he's almost a slow, deliberate promo along your level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a hell of a compliment.
Yeah.
Can't give him a better compliment than that.
He's going to do well in Hollywood, too.
Yeah, he's going to do great.
Jesus.
He's going to do great.
Very much so.
He's going to be a huge star. Yeah. And it wasn't just The Rock who's broken away. The Rock opened, you know, really got help and got behind Cena. And we see what's happened with Cena and Batista.
Yeah.
Batista is white hot right now. You know what I mean? You know, he's free. He's making monster money on films. They can't pay him in wrestling what he makes.
Yeah.
But I would imagine he'll still keep his foot in the game.
Yeah.
You know, because, and that's where John just came back and did something, you know, and it's so smart to do that. Keep your heavy fan base that are never going to leave you. And that's the greatest thing about professional wrestling. Like my whole DDP yoga program, you know, the only reason that we are where we are is because of, especially in the beginning, all of the people who were fans and saw the disabled veteran that I helped and then saw what happened. Look at Jake. I mean, movie star Tad right now, you know, at 67 years young, living his best life.
I'm George Hamilton.
George Hamilton. How you doing? George Hamilton. And people always ask. They always ask about this gimmick here. It's right now Jake's little thing with his lungs, and he's smoking. Yeah. And we just came up with another buddy of mine, right?
Yeah.
CJ, another way to help Jake quit smoking. Susan, that's like the last hurdle.
Yeah, man, I've got to. Because let me tell you something out there, folks. Smoking is the dumbest thing you can ever do. I'm telling you. Because it's more addictive than cocaine, more addictive than food, more addictive than alcohol. It is the devil's breath. I'm 67 years old. I'm having to wear oxygen. Why? Because I can't put a fucking cigarette down? That's how addictive this shit is. And it pisses me off that the U.S. government, who's supposed to protect us.
That's shit.
Allows the tobacco companies to continually kill us one by one. Shame on you.
Yeah. Well, bottom
shame
line.
Shame on me.
Bottom line is thank my buddy CJ, who's going to, you know, we're gonna work on this thing with Jake as soon as we get walk out of here. Again, it's always constant battle. But the bottom line is, my point is, this guy is living his best life.
I am.
You are.
I am, man. I'm having the best time of my life.
You're tan as shit, man.
Man, I'm so hot. I want to screw me. You know?
Oh my god! I won't go there.
Yeah, you would. No.
You got your manscaped in, man. You're all good. You're all good.
Man, are you kidding me with manscaped? I'm over the top.
Yes.
No, I just want to say I'm enjoying my life, man.
Right.
Because I know what things taste like now. I'm not clouded with a drug that's making me think quite the opposite. I'm not clouded with alcohol, which turns me into rage sometimes. I'm enjoying my grandchildren, man. My grandchildren are so cool. They're so smart and so lovable. And I just want to watch them grow up, man.
Yeah.
And I want to, and here's the biggest thing I want to do. I want to help others get where I'm at. Because it can be done. If you're struggling with alcohol or drugs, please get a hold of me. I want to help you if you're ready.
And that means putting the work in.
Yeah.
Which goes back to what I was starting to say, is that like without having this fan base of people, I would never have been able to do what I've been able to do to share so many other incredible, you know, inspirational stories. And it goes back to things like what we started this whole show about, baby faces.
Yeah.
Like being the baby faces when Paige Joseph Falkenberg stopped trying to be Diamond Dallas Page and Diamond Dallas Page started to take on the characteristics of Paige Joseph Falkenberg. That's when my career really started to take off. And those characteristics being work ethic, belief in oneself, and discipline.
Yeah.
Like, discipline is, you know, my whole life's discipline.
Number one.
Yeah. Well,
number one.
We're talking a little bit about the stars of today, but I want to talk about the stars of tomorrow here for a hot second. You can find them all on IWTV. IWTV.live is independent wrestling's premier streaming service for live events and video on demand of past events. For just $10 a month, IWTV.live offers 20 plus events streamed live each month from top independent wrestling promotions such as ICW No Holds Barred, West Coast Pro, and a promotion that I'm actually a part of and deeply personal with Limitless Wrestling. Additionally, as an IWTV.live subscriber, you have immediate access to our extensive library of over 13,000 hours of video on demand content from over 300 independent wrestling promotions from around the world, like Beyond Wrestling, Prestige Wrestling, Absolute Intense Wrestling, and H2O. The library features stars like Orange Cassidy, Jonathan Gresham, Masha Slamovich, Wheeler Yuta, and Eddie Kingston. You can watch it anytime, anywhere, because it's available on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, including mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. There's no long-term contracts required. Go to IWTV.live and subscribe today for just $10 a month. Guys, the independent wrestling scene is hotter than ever right now.
God, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's the breeding grounds for tomorrow's superstars, man. That's amazing. Where it all starts.
You know, and one of the things, you just listed off a bunch of them, but Southern Honor Wrestling, SHW, that is the guys who work here.
Yeah.
This is Dylan Freymeyer and Nathan Mowry. These are our guys who started this company. And just to, you know, to get some guys together, some independent wrestlers, but we're a production company, you know, that's what we do. And one Friday a month, they head out to Canton, Georgia, and they shoot their stuff live. And there's storylines. Dylan's a really great booker when it comes to writing storylines. I've known the kid since he was 15 years old, gave him his first diamond cutter ever in ECW Arena. You know, please help me with that here. Please help me. No, no, no. Boom. I think he still got live footage. I got to put that up there on something. But yeah, this station, which is really gives you a chance to see like Orange Cassidy, Eddie Kingston, when they weren't, you know, AEW stars, when they're on their way to. So if you're really passionate about what, you know, we did and the people who are up there today, and you want to see where it's starting from, the breeding ground, you know, is all about independent wrestling. And, you know, Jake and I will occasionally start, you know, show up at an independent show, do a signing.
I love doing it.
You know, and thanking the people for coming and supporting independent wrestling, because these are the guys who really, really love it, because they're not making any money. You know, most likely it's costing them money to be there, you know, putting their body and their soul on the line, trying to find that magic, you know, combination of what, I mean, that's where you're learning today. You know, that's where you learn how to, you know, to be, you know, a performer in the ring, whether it's a baby face or a heel. So, if you want to binge watch and you're a real fan of that,
13,000 hours get you a good start.
I dare you.
IWTV.live. Go check that out. Just $10 a month. And guys, the thing is, they're out there on the road all the time. They're making the towns. Those indie guys, they'll travel from Buffalo, New York, down to Georgia on a given weekend just to get a couple shows in. And you know why they can do that? Because they got Car Shield. Car Shield makes it easy and affordable to protect
your car. I love the way you did that.
That's why I got that Emmy back.
That's a segue, isn't it?
That's why I got that Emmy back there just for you, Jake. Car Shield is making it easy and affordable to protect your car from expensive repairs. And that's just for starters. It's the number one auto protection company in the U.S. and offers protection plans from around $100 a month. And they cover your car, whether it's got 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles. When you need a repair, you choose the mechanic, and Car Shield's administrators handle all of the rest. And if your car breaks down, you're stuck on the side of the road, plans through Car Shield also include coast-to-coast roadside assistance. Administrators are there for you with rental car options and trip reimbursement at no extra cost. And Diamond Dallas Page, I know you love this part. You lock in your price right now, it's never going to go up. How about that?
I'll guarantee you every one of those guys that are independent wrestlers that are literally driving 100, 200, 500, 800, 800, 1,000 miles.
A weekend.
You know, to, for the show, to go make maybe their gas, you know, like you got it. Like to me, this company is going to put AAA out of business because it goes so much farther and beyond.
Absolutely.
You know, and of course they're betting on your car doesn't break down, you know, but the bottom line, if it does, you know, you've got that helpful hand that's going to bail you out when you are 300 or 400 miles away from your home. You know, so
you don't want to pay out of your pocket trying to get home, I guarantee you.
No, you do not. And Car Shield will help you protect your wallet from expensive car repairs. Go to carshield.com/podcast to start your plan and lock in your pricing forever. That's carshield.com/podcast. A deductible and may apply.
And you can pick your own command mechanic.
Yeah.
They let you choose who's going to work on your car. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Locking your price now.
I'm with you guys on that.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Now, let's talk about indie wrestling here for a second. What is one piece of advice you would give to an indie wrestler who wants to be a great babyface? Who should they study? What attributes should they look for?
Let me jump in.
Go ahead.
You know, to me, it's who did you start like 10 years ago watching, like as a kid? Like, who did you start watching that you were drawn to that person, and maybe you didn't know why? But go back and watch that guy now, like what he was doing 10 years ago, you know, and then like, who are your favorite wrestlers? And this is like, I'd mentioned this last week on the show, that there was five guys that, you know, I really loved watching: Jake, Perfect, Funk, Savage, and Kurt Hennig. Like all these guys were very similar in body shape, meaning athletic ability, to me and what I could do. And I really loved watching them, whether they were a baby face or a heel. It didn't matter to me. I wanted to see, you know, what they did. And like we're talking about baby faces in this scenario. First of all, I want to watch them work as a heel.
Yeah.
Because I know when they're working as a heel, they want that baby face to do certain things. And sometimes you can direct them to it or push them to it or literally grab them.
Lead them,
you know,
by the nose.
Lead them sometimes physically because they're not dancing with you. So as a heel, you can do that. So I want to see how they did that. And then when they flipped and became babyface, What did they take out of that? Like, I literally figured out ways of pulling myself to the rope and pulling myself to that second rope. I'm going to feed the guy. Yeah. Choke me here, please.
Yeah.
You know, so I can fall off and sell and go to the corner. And, you know, I mean, there were so many different things that I did that I watched other people do before me. And I tried to, I either stole it or I made it my own. There's things I watch with Jake, but still, I'll still watch stuff from like the 80s, like late 80s, where the one thing I always loved the most is when you, like, God, punch me in the mouth. Go punch me in the mouth. And, you know, I always loved that. And I'm like, why didn't I steal that? Because no one was doing it at the time. You know, no one's ever really done it, you know, except for you. And then I look at things like that I did as a babyface. I always was looking for the, while I was down in the heat, to fight, and, you know, sometimes, boom, go right back down.
Yep.
Just always, once you come to your feet, you should be doing something. You know, when you're on your knees, you should be on your way to doing something, whether it's punch them in the stomach or whatever. But my thing was, let me fire back, bam, bam, bam. Freaking, you know, maybe they take me down in the turnbuckle, choke me out. They'd come out and they'd mock me. Walked in the ring and they go, bang. And when they turn around, I pulled myself up from the ropes, grabbed them, thrown them in the corner, bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, shoot them off, reverse knee DDT. So I'm going to tell you how to cut me off.
Yep.
You know, so making, coming up with your own shit that shows you have fire and that they outsmarted you by kneeing in the gut, catch you in a DDT. There's a million things you could do.
Yeah.
You know, but to me, you want to come up with those hope spots that keep you alive and you just don't, they're selling
and dying.
That's exactly the word.
But dying sucks.
Yeah. People don't get behind dying. Okay.
So no. I want to tee you guys up on this because Eric Bischoff and I got in a big argument about this on an episode of a podcast we taped. He said that any baby face that relies on hitting the mat or slapping the turnbuckle to get the crowd going is not actually over as a baby face. And my counter argument was, well, what about the Rockers? What about Randy Orton when he's on the apron ready to tag in going nuts? I don't buy that belief at all. I think that's just a way to engage the crowd and keep them going.
Absolutely. Okay. You're right.
You know, but he might have been talking about the guys who have to do that.
Okay.
And there are guys who have to do it to get the people involved.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's others that, you know, maybe Randy Orton doesn't do that all the time.
Of course not.
You know, he's been a babyface on and off his whole career, babyface and heel. And I could see him doing that in a scenario as kind of like a rib.
Mm.
Because Randy's real cerebral.
Yeah.
You know, he's cerebral, but he'll hit that mat when he's getting ready to hit you that flying, you know, RKO that he does when he jumps and flies through the air and just catches you, you know, or sets it up to miss it. But to me, I think it's some movement. If I'm in a reverse chin lock and that's where we're going, I'm not just going to just stand up and I'm going to go from side to side and
right.
start to fight and grab and pull and start to fight. And then friggin', and I'm going to go right back down on my back. One, two. And then I'll work my way back up again.
Right.
You know, it just, and it's literally, it's kind of like when you're surfing, if you get swallowed by a wave and then it's one wave after another, it could make you drown. If you're constantly fighting to get air, if you just let yourself go
and roll with it,
you can go for a while, a little grass air, and then go back down. But if you're fighting, you're blowing yourself up.
Yeah.
So when I would do that, I would literally be like, there's nothing here.
I'm not wasting my energy on this.
Yeah. There's a great, I was just looking on my Instagram right now. If you go and look back to where on that one where he has all the feed that comes up, there'll be a spot with me and Raven. Mm-hmm. And I've taken the we're in a bull rope match, and I took him and I threw him over the top. And if you see my body, the way I'm, it looks like I'm choking him for real. I'm literally doing, this isn't even doing any of this. I'm doing this, and Rave is sitting on the apron, but he's doing,
his legs are,
you know, it's like, but we're just literally ragdolling.
You're not wasting energy.
It looks so real, though.
Well, I would argue one of the most important parts of being a great babyface is being great at selling.
Oh, absolutely. That's the number everything. One thing. That's everything.
That's everything.
Ricky Morton, Ricky Steamboat. Check it out.
Because
you've got to be able to sell. You got to be able to sell well enough that you want the people to be involved in the match. The people come there to be a part of the show. They want to cheer their guy on. They don't want to be left flat. They want to cheer their guy on, see their guy get up, and make that comeback. That's what it's all about.
Mm. Well, if you're caught in a sleeper hold like Diamond Dallas Page was, as he just said, Dallas, I hope you brought with you your chili sleep, because if you had chili sleep there, that'd be being put in a sleeper hold.
Oh, he wouldn't even be flopping his arms. He'd be laying there snoring.
Well, let's put it like this. I finally got my chili sleep. Okay. I finally got it. My wife's had it for months and loves it. And I finally got into bed. And in the beginning, I want it to be cold. And it might want it to warm up a little bit as action starts to happen. But I'm going to want it to be as cold as possible getting in there. And then once I finally do go to sleep, I love that, you know, you can control the level of your bed. Like I used to say as a heel all the time, cooler than the other side of the pillow. You know, because I'm always taking the pillow and turn it over. What I need is a chilly sleep pillow. That's the next thing you guys got to work on, because you got the mattress locked down. And again, now that I've got it, and now you can't get it off my bed. It's like the vibrating thing I've got now on my bed.
Well, chilly sleep makes chilly sleep makes customizable climate controlled sleep solutions.
Does it hurt?
Oh my goodness! Help you improve your entire well being. They make the cooler and cube sleep systems, hydro powered, temperature controlled mattress toppers that fit right over your existing mattress to provide your ideal sleep temperature. They keep your bed at the perfect temperature for deep sleep, whether you sleep hot or you sleep cold. And these sleep systems are designed to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and give you the confidence and energy to power through your day. So you can head over to chillysleep.com/DDPSnake to learn more. Save 30% off the purchase of any new Cube or Uller sleep system. This offer is available exclusively for DDP Snake Pit fans and only for a limited time. That's Chili, C-H-I-L-I, sleep.com/DDPSnake to take advantage of our exclusive discount and wake up refreshed every single day. I got one.
Before you go to the next thing, I do want to remind everybody, it's ticking down. Starcast. I was at the very first Starcast that Conrad did, and it was unbelievable. The beginning of All In, which of course became AEW. It was unbelievable considering what he did for the first show that was there. So I'm really looking forward to this. You know, it's going to be a big show. We've got Ric Flair's final match at 73. And I've been watching Nate in the Ring on his Instagram, and he's bouncing all over the ring. When he talked to me about coming up and doing the show, I was like, Rick, I feel too good, bro. I feel too good. I'm not getting in that ring anymore. He goes, come on, I feel great. I go, you're not from this planet. And that's when he talked me into doing the roast. And if Ric Flair asked you to do his roast, you do it. So yes. I'm definitely looking forward to being up there for that, being at Starcast for the signing on Saturday and Sunday, and of course, being there for Ric Flair's final match in Nashville. Don't miss it. Going to be there the end of July. In July. And then coming out to L.A. September 24th for LAX Fan Fest. And then Alaska. Going to be in Alaska. And going to be there October 1st. So I'll give you more details in days to come.
Very nice.
I'm going to be running over to Raleigh, North Carolina for GalaxyCon, man. That's going to be on the 29th, 30th, and 31st of July, and also San Antonio on the 24th.
I love it. Catch Dallas, catch Jake wherever you can. They're the best dudes out there. They'll sign your stuff. They'll chat you up. And you always get an inspirational word in the process.
You can do it on Cameo, too.
You can.
Yeah, go to Cameo.com. Yeah.
Absolutely, you can. All right, gentlemen, I got two more questions for you before we get out of Dodge here. On our Mount Rushmore episode, we talked about our top five baby faces, but I'm going to definitively ask you and put you on the spot here. Who is the greatest baby face in wrestling history? And why?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Your personal opinions.
No, mine's too personal. Mine's too personal.
Is yours so, Dusty?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, because when you go pound for pound, yeah, you know, what the Dream created,
yeah,
you know, and a guy who worked as a heel as the Outlaws, you know, yeah, him and Dick Murdoch. So he knew what he wanted them to do when he was out there. But it's just like when I look at Dream, he wasn't just, you know, unbelievable selling and the blood and the guts and the comeback. And, you know, it was the energy. It was the charisma. It was the shit he got away with that I could never do. The example, if you put me in a headlock, Jake, and I do this in my arms, and I do this in my arm, and I do this in my arm, and all of a sudden my head slipped out. And, you know, doing it to a guy like Stan Hansen, or someone like that, who's the baddest cat on the block, you know? And for some reason, it works.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck did he get away? But they loved it.
They did.
They loved it. And he talked a guy who was, you know, a guy like Stan into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't some friggin' guy who was a joker out there that he did to a job guy. Mm-hmm. He did it top badass heels once in a while.
Well, they did it because it was making money.
Right.
Is Dusty yours, Jake?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's consummate babyface, man. The people loved him, and he loved them back, you know, and he wasn't body beautiful. You know?
And he'd tell you that.
Yeah.
My honey may be a little too big.
Yeah.
And my belly might be a little too big.
But fans identified with him because of that.
Tom and Man.
But I'm a bad man.
Tom and Man. Plumber's son.
Yep.
Number one.
Yeah. And he was so versatile, too, because he had the top babyface run. And then when he came into New York, he's doing more of the comedy babyface, but it got over like hell. People were into the polka dots, all that stuff.
Regardless of what they wanted.
Yeah, that's true.
If someone relies on you financially, your spouse, your child, anyone, life insurance gives you the peace of mind that they'll have a financial cushion if something ever happens to you. By making it easy to compare your options from top companies, Goliath Life helps make sure you're not paying a penny more than you have to for the life insurance coverage you need to protect those you love. At GoliathLife.com, you can compare personalized quotes from top companies to find your lowest price. The process is fast and easy with no hidden fees, upsells, or hassles. Goliath Life is your one-stop shop to find the life insurance you need at the right price. Head to GoliathLife.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's GoliathLife.com.
All right, here's my last question for you. What is the greatest babyface move, like a finisher move, signature move? Because there are certain moves that just get a crowd invested, unlike few others. The Diamond Cutter's up there, in my opinion. The People's Elbow, the Stone Cold Stunner, the Hogan Leg Drop. What do you guys think is the best babyface move?
People's Elbow.
I agree. I think it's the People's Elbow.
Yeah.
When you can set it all the way up, and the People's Elbow. A little bit of this atomic elbow.
Yeah, Dusty.
You know,
all Dusty.
Again, The Rock taking something that was done before and making it his own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was Dusty's. No doubt.
Just standing there, waiting for the crowd. They do the zoom out. The crowd gets to their feet. The presence that you have to exude. It's just, man, few moves could get a reaction like that.
It is... is poetry in motion.
Yes.
That's why I always call wrestling the theater of the absurd.
I like that. I'll also throw Jeff, I'll throw Jeff Hardy's Swanton Bomb in there too. That was always
Go ahead.
Gentlemen, this was super, super fun. And I really enjoyed getting into the psychology of being a babyface with you guys. Anything else on your minds here as we wrap up this episode?
Everybody out there, do something nice for somebody.
I like that.
Don't expect nothing back.
I like
that. Try that for a while.
I like
100%.
That. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Starcast.com, go get your tickets for that. RickFlairsLastMatch.com, go get your tickets for that as well. I'm going to be there. Dallas is going to be there. It's going to be a ton of fun. We hope to see you out there. And you've tuned in to DDP Snake Pit. Make sure you hang with us next week. We'll be right back here on Podcast Heat. See you guys next time.